we understand the pain that they go through. You know, the entrepreneurship journey is not a rosy journey. It's a bumpy journey. It's a challenging journey. And we want to be part of the solution in this journey, where we design solutions and packages for them that are almost the most affordable and cost-effective packages across the entire region. But not only that, we reflected our ethics when we say that these packages are all-inclusive. Literally, there is no hidden charges. Why? Because we want those entrepreneurs to focus on securing their business and growing their business, not on the bureaucracy of the government.
So we tried to kind of
all these tests. I retired.
All right. Welcome back to a new episode of Tell Me Why. Joining me in the studio is one of the most special guests I'm going to have in here. He's someone that I met at an event, made us all laugh, has a sense of humor, and we're going to get into that. always loves it. He loves to speak about the presence of women in his life, and he definitely gave us a good laugh during the event. Joining me is Ismail Al-Naqi. He's the Director General of Free Zones Authority in Ajman. How are you, Ismail?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for receiving me here today. And it's such a pleasant moment to be here with you. And indeed, it was a pleasure meeting you at the Women Entrepreneur event. And it was a joyful event. And thank you for putting that amazing event together.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. So before we dive into, you know, a lot of the technical information that we want to speak to you about today, I want to get to know you a bit more. Tell us about yourself. How did you start at the Free Zones Authority of Ajman? And what was your experience like before that? And was it something that you thought you would get into?
Well, it's a quite an interesting story, but if I go back to the beginning of my career, and this might be quite interesting for the fresh graduates who are choosing the path that they want to follow in their life. I remember applying in three organizations, IPCO, Emirates, and Dubal. And fortunately, I got accepted in all three of them. But the most interesting package that I received was from IPCO.
But
I decided to take that opportunity. And the reason why, because during the interview, the HR manager was telling me that the role that you'll be doing in IPCO is as if you're running your own business. So this was the word that convinced me.
Nice.
And I can proudly say that I was the first UAE national to run a gas station.
Wow.
So I was part of the first batch who were trained to run the gas station. It was the first Enoch gas station in the Sheikh Zayed Road.
Amazing.
But then a year later, I was given the opportunity to join the founding team of Dubai Intercity back in the 2000. And Dubai Intercity was a revolutionary step in Dubai economical milestones. It was the the momentum that Dubai Intercity has injected in the trajectory of Dubai was amazing. After Dubai Intercity, I worked on developing a concept which is called Dubai Outsource Zone, which is another free zone. So I worked on it from the conceptualization till the delivery. After Dubai Outsource Zone, I was given a bigger responsibility to become the managing director of the operation for the entire TECOM group, to consolidate the operation and to create efficiency and effectiveness, because Dubai TECOM Investments or TECOM group was the largest business park operator in the region, operating about 11 free zones. So, and we had to create that service vertical that will service all the free zones. And then in 2014, I decided to do my my own things. So I ventured out into the private business. I did that for 5 years. Got into the manufacturing and precision engineering. And I was doing a lot of projects for the military. 2019, I sold off that business and I joined the government of Ajman.
Okay.
I was asked by the government of Ajman to join and to enable the creation of a disruption in the government services. So I joined as the head of the Ajman Government Excellence Program. And the idea was basically to encourage the entire government to elevate their services, their customer approach, and to embrace mainly a customer-centric positioning when it comes to addressing the public or the customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then toward the end of 2022, I was requested to head the Free Zones Authority of Ajman. And the Free Zones Authority of Ajman is the largest economical catalyst in Ajman, which is comprising of Ajman Free Zone, Ajman Media City, China Mall, Ajman Used Car Showroom, and at the same time, we're the regulator also of Al Zora City.
Wow.
So it is the largest economical catalyst that is fostering and boosting the economy in Ajman. Our mandate is basically to continue the growth trajectory by launching more specialized business districts and special economic zones and free zones to stimulate diversification in the economy and to contribute significantly to the creative economy that we all aspire to build, which in turn will have definitely a positive impact on job creations, on the economy in general, fostering entrepreneurship landscape in the Emirate of Ajman. So here you go. I have summarized the last 25 years of my life.
To be honest, this is the longest I've gone on the podcast, especially in the introduction, silent, because yeah. I'm in awe. I mean, you look so young, yet you've accomplished so much, and I find it fascinating. And I think it's crucial that we bring on guests like yourself on the show to give, you know, youngsters and future entrepreneurs and not even entrepreneurs, but just, you know, graduates that are looking to get into the professional world.
Absolutely.
To give them that hope, to give them that perseverance.
Absolutely.
You know, to really follow their dreams and to keep fighting and to continue to be persistent.
Definitely.
So thank you for that. That was a spot on introduction. to be honest, it was a good transition into what we want to discuss. So
sure.
How is Ajman turning into an investment destination? How are you attracting businesses and entrepreneurs?
You know, if we go, I mean, Ajman historically has been pro-business ever since the inception and or even before the inception of the country. Trade is embedded in the DNA of the leadership of the public in general, but not only exclusively to Ajman, because this is the DNA of the country in general. You know, the country was built on, you know, if we go back to the 50s, you know, the economy was built on pearl finding, and then in the 60s there was the exploration of oil, and then all this trade boom
right.
has happened across the country. But Ajman has always been that a city with full of dynamism, very small, close proximity to Dubai, pioneered actually in a lot of industries, marine industry. If we look at the contribution of Ajman in the marine industry here in the UAE or globally, Ajman has produced a lot of marine companies like Gulf Craft and Ash'ali Marine. When it comes to the garment, Ajman used to be the regional destination for garments, where it was exploring, exporting to Europe and the U.S.
Wow.
Today, food processing is one of the pivotal verticals in Ajman economy. Even industrial segment contributes to about 35 to 38% of the GDP of Ajman, despite the small size of Ajman. But we can see a huge contribution from the industrial segment into the economy of Ajman.
Incredible.
And but you know, as cities evolve, you know, you start from the lower end of the value chain, and then you start evolve. You start embracing high tech, and then you get into the more specialized industries, and you get into the more value industries. And especially the constraints that we have in Ajman, being a small, it's the smallest city in the UAE. This challenge creates an opportunity. It becomes a driver for you to keep on pushing for growing higher in the value chain and attracting more specialized companies that are some of them in a niche industries and niche segments.
Right.
But as I mentioned in my introduction, the role of my role and the role of the Free Zones Authority is to diversify the economy, and within the landscape of the next 5 years, we're going to see a lot of small business districts mushrooming in the city, creating that specialized ecosystem for specific industries to be able to address that specific industry in a bespoke manner, and creating the right ecosystem that will service that, be it the education or outsourcing or high-tech or digital assets.
Mm-hmm.
So we're open to explore all the industries, whatever is fitting correctly with the city strategy.
Mm-hmm.
We're a small city, and we're not going to embark on giga project or mega project. All our projects are going to be bespoke, small, specialized, and with very high turnaround.
Amazing. So you were just mentioning that, you know, you will see an increase in small, medium to small businesses setting up shop in these free zones. Can you tell us, like, since you started with the authority, how many businesses were there, and how has that number grown? And what industries have you seen come into the free zones? So be it tech, engineering, media.
Yeah, I mean, if we look at the free zones in general, the free zones in general in the UAE has gone through a series of evolutions, you know, ever since the inception of Jebel Ali Free Zone. The second free zone, by the way, in the UAE is Ajman Free Zone.
Amazing.
Yeah, so now, looking at the characteristics of the city of Ajman being small, you know, younger generation, it fits naturally with the entrepreneurs.
Yes.
But not only that, you know, entrepreneurs and companies who are looking to start up their businesses, the most important thing for them, the first part of their business journey, is to control their cost. And this is something that we master in Ajman. You know, Ajman affordability is synonymous to Ajman.
Right.
And when we look at it, and this is, by the way, by design, it's not by chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is how the government policies has been developed to control the cost of living in the city. But then businesses looks at it differently. They look at something called the total cost of ownership. It's not only the cost of setting up the company. Cost of setting up company, residence, taking their kids to school,
right,
the proximity of the city. And now the city is a 15-minute city. You don't have to drive to get your things done. You just walk wherever you want to go to. And not only that, you know, the vibe of the city is so amazing. You know, it's as if the city has two characteristics. It's a different characteristics and personality in the morning, and it's a different personality in the evening.
Yes. Yeah.
The social fabric of the city is so amazing. The balance and the distribution of the different demographies. So when you look at the city, when you look at Ajman, it grows into you so fast, you know, because it's so organic, so authentic, and it's so business-driven, so much of a business-driven city. Everything is close by. You can reach the leadership of any organization in no time. You can reach the leadership of the city to run ideas, to share ideas with them in a very casual fashion. So I would say these are the natural characteristics. But the proactively, all the government departments in Ajman are proactively analyzing and on a constant basis designing solutions that are tailor-made to startups, to micro-businesses, to SMEs, because SMEs are the economy creators. And if we zoom and drill down to Ajman Free Zone and the Free Zones Authority in general, we try to implement our corporate ethics and corporate values in our product that we customize it for our clients, where we came up with, we understand the pain that they go through. You know, the entrepreneurship journey is not a rosy journey. It's a bumpy journey. It's a challenging journey. And we want to be part of the solution in this journey, where we design solutions and packages for them that are almost the most affordable and cost-effective packages across the entire region. But not only that, we reflected our ethics when we say that these packages are all-inclusive. Literally, there is no hidden charges. Why? Because we want those entrepreneurs to focus on securing their business and growing their business, not on the bureaucracy of the government. And then when we talk about bureaucracy also, this is something, you know, it's my biggest enemy. You know, historically, setting up a company could take several days. With the design-based thinking approach that we have applied, you know, I had the vision. You know, I want to be the fastest registrar globally, not locally. And it was a painful exercise, but now, with the Free Zones Authority, you get your license in one click.
Unbelievable.
Before you finish your cup of coffee, your license is in your hand. Yeah. This required the disruptive thinking, required a complete transformation in our IT infrastructure, a complete transformation in our regulatory system into our customer journey. So it was an extensive exercise that required millions of hours of collective effort to be invested in the organization to be able to come up with this output that... often we take it for granted. You know, we forget how much effort went into it. But the entrepreneurs deserve it, and we want to give it to the entrepreneur at the best affordable value that matches the expectation of the entrepreneur. But not only that; that's just the key that opens the door. When it comes to the government services, we truly partner with our business community. We try to help them through the entire journey, from setting up the company all the way to opening a bank account, and then the post stage of the value-added services, helping them with their taxation, with their concierge services. But not only that, we also want to integrate them into our community. We create focus groups. We create a lot of networking events between our communities, comprising about 15,000 companies. So we do have a lot of events that we conduct to create these networking activities between our members, where we do see a lot of exposure and for the entrepreneurs. But not only that, they would learn from others also. And they will be able to cross-sell and add value to each other. So capitalizing on this large community that we have, it's a great value add for the entrepreneurs.